one thing or another, we may, you know, sometimes this year comes into a great deal. You know, I was telling you the other night about winning a trip to Chicago for a week's vacation. I only had this 40 acres that I have here now at that time. And my county agent was over here and visited around on my 40, and I had it cut off in little fields, and the stock could go down to the pond, and everything was just spick and span. And you had to win this for the green pasture, win your trip. And my pasture, the green stuff is about that high, and he said, I believe you could win a trip to Chicago, week's vacation if you'd try. And I said, me with this 40 acres? Says you've got it fixed up, well, I sure believe you can win it. And I said, well, I just let that go through my brain, think no more about it. I said, if you think I can win, sign me up. He signed me up. Went on a week or 10 days, and two or three men come to Stillwater, right from where you are, to check my layout. You see, you know, sir, and then about a week after that, I just went through my brain. I didn't think no more about it. About a week after that, I got a notice from my county agent to get ready for a trip to Chicago, and they come here and pick me up, took me to Tulsa, and stayed in the best hotel in Tulsa that night, and next morning we was on the road to Chicago. It was Thanksgiving Day. Eat the best meal I ever ate in my life on that diner that day. And I was gone a week, and I wasn't out there 1 cent. I never had such a trip in my life. And people couldn't understand why. They thought I had a pool somewhere, but I didn't. No pool.
But it should be a big farm, huh?
I figured that I ought to have 600 or 700 acres. I had competed with fellows that had as many as a section of pasture. It wasn't a question of how big an outfit you had. It was the condition that the thing was in, and I won that. It's 13. We had a special car or FPCM to go to Chicago.
I had
the biggest time I ever had in all my born days. I had on that trip.
Well, I can see why.
I went over 16 counties in northeastern part of Oklahoma.
Boy.
And that was a red feather in my cap, you know. You bet. Come out in the paper, and that's when I told you we made that little record, you know, and they played it back over the radio in 2 or 3 days.
Did you have any special nickname when you were a boy for a child who would go tell the teacher if somebody did something wrong?
Go tell the teacher that you're a plum tattletaler or something to that effect. Yeah.
What would you say the boy did?
What's that?
What would you say this tattletaler did?
To lie on me.
Yeah. How was this road when they put in the blacktop? Was it always passable?
Well, yes, as a rule, it was gravel, see. Yes, you could have gored most any time that you needed to gore at all. But now, it's been wonderful what that road has been to this country.
I imagine.
Oh, my. You see, all the gravel I had going near Siloam is just from right here out to the blacktop, see. Just roll right in. It makes lots of difference about your tires.
It does.
Oh, yes.
My goodness, it does.
Well, we're about to get done.
What would you say the road was when it was all rutty and big holes in it?
All rutty. It's got lots of, we call them hog waters and mud holes and to that extent. In our time, we first came down here, this road that you went over from the road of the line, all the stumps and your buggy would go over one stump, you know, and back in the chug hole, and lots of times all the team could do to get through the empty wagon, muddy, you know. And that's all now gone by, see.